Hello, I'm Marjorie Doyle. Welcome to That Time of the Night, coming to you from CBC Radio in St. John's. A little later, in the first hour this evening, I'm going to be playing music that came out of a happy meeting in Paris in the 1960s between Philip Glass and Ravi Shankar. But first, it's time for Between the Covers and short stories from the collection English Lessons by Shauna Singh Baldwin. Her stories are about Indian women who are struggling to assert their identity in a changing world. Tonight's story is a tale of two generations, an enterprising young woman and her traditional mother.
Toronto, 1984. Pia. Daytimer, lipstick, briefcase, skirt, slip, pumps, not too overstated. I'm training bankers today. Power blouse, though black for authority. Pearls look Canadian, don't they? But I can have ethnic individualism in my earrings. Let's see. Lucky I have fair skin. Yes, I know, BBG. Airport cab's arriving in a few minutes. If they send an Indian driver, he won't mind waiting a bit. And if he's from our area of India, we'll have a nice long talk in Punjabi all the way to Lester Pearson. You heated the milk, BBG? I can't drink that. Oh my God, with sugar. I keep saying I like it cold. Yes, Canadian way. Okay, give it here. Don't look like that. Where's the computer? Yes, I have to carry it. Acha, on the luggage cart then. No, it's not that heavy, BBG. How you fuss? It's the top of the line compact. What? Yes, I have my makeup powder packed away. Hanji, yes, I will be home tonight. Windsor's very close, BBG. Tell Bhaiya hello when he comes home from the factory. He'll be asleep by the time I come in. All right, Sala Kahika. Bye, BBG. Have a good day. Keep busy. Talk to Marcy on the phone, all right? BBG. She's not all that young, you know. 24 she's going to be. Eat your dal. I made it special strength today because the talk is serious. All day at the factory. You must be tired, son. But listen, don't say you've heard me before. This time I'm serious. I ask you, is it decent for a not married girl to go traveling all over Canada, computer or no computer, G? And when her brother is not a nobody on the street, but a foreman in Metal Products and Company, don't tell me it is a small factory. Your Masi's son, he's not even a foreman, just a welder. He was never very bright. Ah, where was I? Your sister, son. Everything till now has been good. First you got us immigration here. She did her classes at the Polytechnic. But now I don't like this too much freedom. I'm telling you something bad will happen. Now she's talking of buying a car. Did she ask you? No. She says, I need a car. I think I will buy one. And she's gone to the dealers looking, you know. Beta, I know they won't allow her to wear salwar kameez in her big company. But now she won't wear it in the evening either. Says it is too much hassle. I tell you, this is not good and something has to be done. Are you listening? Eat some bangan. It's your favorite, no? What I'm saying, Beta, is that it is your duty to find her a proper match, a boy from a good family. But then I was thinking, when do you have the time all day working? So I think if you write a letter to my brother in India and ask him to find a decent family, Jat Sikh, of course, I'm sure he will do the needful. She's got a fair complexion. Send a picture. See, I made kheer. It's your favorite, no? Best basmati rice I used. Will you promise to write? I know you love your sister. Pia. 4 weeks since I was hired at the accounting firm. But even if it had been 4 years, I doubt if my behavior would have been forgiven. Company party yesterday, open bar, then they planned a sit-down dinner complete with motivational speeches. Just before dinner, some old fellow with a red face and white hair stands up at the next table and says, "Please stand for a toast to the Queen." I thought I heard wrong. Stand for a toast to whom? The people at my table began to rise to their feet. My boss nudged me.
All rise for a toast to Her Majesty.
My face flamed red. I finally understood what they wanted me to do. They wanted me to stand and toast the British Queen, the symbol of the empire my grandfathers fought against for independence, the one whose line had sent my grandfathers to prison. I would not stand. Soon the entire room was full of men and women in business suits standing around white shrouded tables and raising their glasses, solemnly saying, "The Queen." My boss gave me another chance, hissing, "Stand up." But still I sat, staring at my plate. Then they all drank in unison, and I felt everyone in the room watching our table through the bases of their upturned glasses. My boss sat down first at our table. "What's your problem?" he said. "I cannot stand for the British Queen." "She's Canada's queen." "I know when a man is angry." "Maybe she's your queen, but she isn't my queen," I said. I heard the red-faced man at the next table say, "Uncivilized, positively uncivilized." "Where are you from?" asked my boss. "Why, India, of course." I was surprised. The guy hired me. Surely he'd read my resume. "My lord," he said. "You're a damn Paki." He looked around at all the white faces at the table. "I would never have hired you if I'd known you were a damn Paki." I couldn't think of a thing to say. A tightness held my throat. I pushed my chair back, rose to my feet, and walked out of the banquet hall to the coat rack. There, with shaking hands, I lifted my coat onto my shoulders. I left the door open so that the freezing Dundas Street air could choke them if there was justice. I drove my new car home. On the radio, a blind, dark man was singing, "I Just Called to Say I Love You." BBG met me at the door with sweet hot milk and elychee, and I wore a salwar kameez to dinner. But today, it never happened, and the boss was jovial at the coffee machine. "How's our little Paki?" he said. I pretended not to hear and poured myself a styrofoam cup of bitter coffee instead of my usual cup of tea. BBG. "Masi called, son. Are you listening? Masi called, I say." "So? So don't you want to know if a good boy has been found?" "Yes, yes, I know you wrote to my brother. So what if he answered to my sister? Are we not all one family?" Getting Canadian, all of you. "You want to hear or no? Acha, listen. My brother knows many people. He's found not only one boy, but quite a few. He says we should all go back to India and choose a good one. Masi reminded me about our cousin Sohan Singh. He has a travel agency, so we have to buy our tickets there. Otherwise, his father, Sardar Mohan Singh, will never speak to me again. He's a good boy. I met him when he was about 7 years old. He will give us a good price. What is this time off?" "Oh, so tell your boss you have to get your sister married. He will give time off. Are you not the foreman? And when have you ever taken time off?" "That was because you were sick. Tell him 2 weeks. It's very important." "If you had not had a vasectomy, perhaps he could have found a daughter-in-law for me also. Then my duty would be done." "Acha, Baba. Sorry, Baba. I know you said the Congress workers took you to that sterilization camp, but I still can't understand how they were allowed to make an operation before you had the chance to father even one son." "Acha, Baba, I don't know anything. I'm just an old foolish woman who wants the best for her children. If your father was here, I wouldn't have any worries. Who listens to a widow?" Pia. There's a falling silence in the hallways as I pass. The Chinese South African who works in the next office drops in for a technical discussion on the merits of different IBM clones, and I am comforted. And as he is leaving, he says, as if imparting a warning, "Work hard." I will. I will. For now, I am not only myself, but I am all of India and Pakistan and Bangladesh. I am 1.5 million people sitting in one small office in Mississauga. I wear a label and will take pride in being a damn Pucky. Bibi Ji. Your brother is going to India, daughter. He has told me to tell you we will be going too. Why must he tell you himself? Am I not your mother as well? Typical Canadian, you got a new car, you think you can give answers back patak patak like a firework. Too much freedom, that's what I told your bhaiya. A trip to India costs money. Still, he's willing to spend it on you. He's a dutiful boy. Not like you, always answering back before anyone can even say howdy doody. Acha daughter, where was I? You made me forget. Haan ji. He is willing to spend $2,000 more for you and me to fly home. Now 2 weeks time off, that's all you have to get. You just started the job, so what? Can a girl work all day and night? Every day you drive here, fly there, too independent you're getting. All week you came home late. Are you seeing some fellow or what? Don't answer back to your mother. It's all settled. You will come with us. Bhaiya has said so, and I'm asking you to be a good girl and listen to his wishes. If your father was here, he would tell you for me. But what can I do, one poor foolish widow? You have all studied in college how to answer back your elders. I have not. Drink your milk now. I've made it with my own hands for you, and it is getting cold. Pia. It's getting cold. Early December frost on my window pane. We leave tomorrow. We're all packed. And I called the airport taxi and asked for a Punjabi-speaking cab driver for the early morning ride. I told them I needed a leave of absence for 2 weeks. The boss's eyebrows rose. Personal reasons, I said. The silence was triumphant, but I got the time off, like BBG says. Maybe India is just what we all need. Can't sleep. The BBC should be on shortly. BBG. Sat Sri Akal to you, do. Let an old woman sleep a little longer. What's the matter? Not the flight? What happened? Who got shot? She got shot? Mrs. Indira Gandhi? When? Early morning in Delhi? 2 hours ago? Who did it? Was it a Hindu? Like the one who killed Mahatma Gandhi? What? A Sikh did it? Son, stop it. You must not show happiness. What will people say? Yes. Yes, I know the sterilization. But her sin was greater than a sin against one man, beta. Pride. A widow with pride. She thought even the house of God was her enemy. Cancel the flight, son. Yes. A Brahmin has been killed and every Hindu will be looking for blood. Tell Siddhar Mohan Singh's son, the travel agent, what's his name? We want full refund. We will buy more tickets in exchange. Tell him. For my brother. For his wife and their son. Daughter, you will move into your brother's room when they come. Call the airport taxi. The owner's family is also sick. They will understand. You know, daughter, that is not a bad family. They're doing well. I saw their son at the Gurdwara. Not a bad-looking fellow. He uses computers too, you know, for his business. I should think he went to college. I will ask his mother next time we meet. They have been here many years. But I think he is still a good boy. Not too much freedom gone to his head. You know, not become too Canadian. Acha, no more time for talk. I must say my prayers for all the Sikhs in India.
Shh. Shauna Singh Baldwin, reading a story of hers called Toronto 1984. It's from her collection English Lessons. Tomorrow night on Between the Covers, she'll be back with The Insult. It's a story of two sisters and a family fight. I'm Marjorie Doyle. You're listening to That Time of the Night, coming to you on CBC Radio from St. John's.